So many have grown cold and don't even know it. There's a lethargy concerning spiritual things that has slowly come upon my people. It has been very subtle and deceiving, and has convinced people that they are just maturing, or they're not emotional, or that's what's going on. And really what is happening is that they have lost their zeal and their fire for me. What some are calling maturing or not being emotional is really that they have lost their first love. Yes, I want you to mature, but maturity is not settling in to this relationship with me like an old married couple, just biding your time until you die. No, our relationship must be full of life and passion. I do not desire an emotionless bride at the expense of your love for me. So stir yourselves up. Come to me again with the same passion that was in you at the beginning of your life with me. Do not let this deception continue. Do not settle in. But come to me and seek me, and you will find me, and you will experience the former days and times of refreshing from my spirit. It is not too late, but you must do the stirring. You must set aside time and make the necessary sacrifices to gain what has been lost. I have never left, and I have not changed. It is you that has walked ever so slightly away, little by little. So come back to me once again, and I will receive you. For I love you with an everlasting love, and my passion for you has not changed. Even when you have felt far away, I was here, waiting, wanting to be with you and looking for you the way the father looked for his prodigal. But I will not force you. I want you to want the intimacy that comes from fellowship with me. And when you do, you will see that I am here waiting, and you will not be ashamed. And so the impression that I'm getting, and it's hard to say it in words like a teaching because it's not what it's supposed to be, but it's like we have to grasp the seriousness of him saying that there's areas in us that have grown cold. Because to that Ephesian church that did grow cold, he said that he would remove their lamp from them. He said, return to your first love.